Hi there. Are you baffled by British English idioms? Have you ever wondered why someone is going cold turkey or what the elephant in the room is? Well, you're not alone. Stay with us because we're diving into the world of English idioms which involve animals today. But guess what? By the end of this lesson, you'll not only understand these idioms when native speakers use them, but you may be able to use them yourself too. I'll explain each idiom, giving you the vocabulary and real-world examples, and then if you stay to the end, we have a special quiz to help you consolidate your skills in these English idioms. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Before we jump in, make sure to share this podcast if you're on Spotify. Sharing on Spotify helps us at Adept English reach more learners like you. And if you want to enhance your spoken English, check out our Activate Your Listening course at adeptenglish.com on the courses page. It's packed with common conversation topics and interactive speaking to boost your listening skills. So, do you recognise any of these idioms that I'm about to cover? They are to go cold turkey, to let the cat out of the bag, the elephant in the room, to get someone's goat, and hold your horses. If you hear someone say, I'm going to go cold turkey, what do they mean? A turkey, T-U-R-K-E-Y, is a bird, a big bird. And some people say it's not the most attractive looking bird. Poor turkeys. Also poor turkeys because they are what we like to eat traditionally as our Christmas dinner in the UK. And what the Americans traditionally eat at Thanksgiving. It's a bird, rather like a chicken, but much bigger. So what does this go cold turkey idiom actually mean? Well, surprisingly, it means to withdraw from something. And in the sense of withdrawing from a drug that you're addicted to. So someone who has stopped smoking cigarettes might say, I tried nicotine patches, but I found for me the best way to stop smoking was to go cold turkey. By that, they would mean that they just stopped smoking altogether and they didn't use any substitute like nicotine patches or vapes. They went cold turkey, straight off cigarettes to nothing. And cold turkey is certainly a thing if you come off certain drugs. Heroin comes to mind, though I don't have any experience of someone doing this. So why do we say this? Well, like most of our idioms today, it's one of those lost in time origins. Perhaps we say it because if you come off a serious drug like heroin or morphine, you experience feeling cold and perhaps you get goosebumps. That means when your arm or your skin goes bumpy because you're cold. And your arm hairs are trying to stand on end. Perhaps that's the origin. And people use to go cold turkey to talk about stopping all kinds of things, not necessarily things that are as addictive as cigarettes or heroin. I had to come off social media and I just went cold turkey. Or Boots the Chemist have stopped stocking my favourite lipstick. I'm having to go cold turkey. Until I can find another shop which sells it. So that's to go cold turkey. You'd never guess that meaning from the words if you didn't know it, would you? When we say to let the cat out of the bag, what do you think we mean? And why would you put your cat in a bag anyway? I don't know the answer to that second question, but to let the cat out of the bag means to tell a secret, to tell something that you shouldn't be telling. A secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, is information that only one or two people know and which has some impact, some importance. If you tell it, it's not a secret anymore and you've let the cat out of the bag. Again, I have no idea, and nor does anyone else seem to have, how this phrase, this idiom, came about. But I guess that if you were to put a cat in a bag, sounds a bit cruel to me, and then you let it out, it would be pretty impossible to get that cat back into the bag. Any cat would strongly object, and I wouldn't blame them either. And so a secret once told cannot be untold. And a cat let out of a bag can't be put back into the bag. There's a sense with this phrase that the person telling the secret took a chance, took a risk, and perhaps shouldn't have been telling it. More examples? Her boss let the cat out of the bag that she was leaving the company. Or she let the cat out of the bag that her mother was getting married. Secrets that once told cannot be untold. That's to let the cat out of the bag. Have you ever heard the phrase, the elephant in the room? This is a relatively modern idiom, I think. And I've mentioned this one before in the podcast. An elephant, E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T, is one of the biggest animals on earth. They live in Africa mainly and are grey, roam in herds and have a very long nose called a trunk. I think probably that lets you know what an elephant is. And when we refer to something as the elephant in the room, well, even in the largest room in your house, you would notice the presence of an elephant. So the point of the phrase, the elephant in the room, we mean the obvious big thing that no one is talking about. The thing you can't fail to notice, but about which nobody speaks. Examples that you might hear. The elephant in the room is that she's the one doing all the complaining, but he's the one who pays for everything. Or perhaps, the elephant in the room is that there's a general election next year and the government is motivated to pursue policies which please its supporters. Or, the elephant in the room is that my cousin is much older than her husband and her health is not good. So the elephant in the room is the thing that nobody's talking about, but which is really obvious. What about the next idiom, to get someone's goat? You might hear, it really gets my goat when she speaks like that. Or it really gets my goat when there are lots of adverts on social media. A goat, G-O-A-T. Well, this is another animal that you can eat. I think they do in other countries. But more commonly you drink its milk and you eat cheese made from goat's milk. Particularly nice, I think. So a goat is a smaller animal. It still has hooves and horns and a face a bit like a sheep. And if you think of the zodiac sign Capricorn, that's a goat. So if someone says, that really gets my goat, the verb, I guess, being to get someone's goat, it doesn't mean that you go and fetch a real goat from up the road. No, if something gets your goat, it means it makes you angry, makes you irritable and cross. Again, if you're curious about the origin, it's frustrating. We're really not sure. But this saying, that really got my goat, is known to most English speakers and they'll interpret it as that really annoyed me. Other words for to annoy, A-N-N-O-Y, that really infuriated me, perhaps. Lots of things might make you grumpy. They get your goat. Last one for today, hold your horses. A horse, H-O-R-S-E, is of course another animal. Imagine an old-fashioned Western movie with cowboys in it. John Wayne, that's a really old actor. Or to bring it slightly more up to date, The Revenant, perhaps. Or The Magnificent Seven. Though that's quite old too, isn't it? What is the animal that they all ride? The horse, of course. It's an animal, a horse that you put reins on. In my very short time of going horse riding, I learned just what a lot of character horses have and just how difficult they can be to handle. The riding stables I went to with my son just before the pandemic, every horse in there was naughty in a different way. So holding your horse means controlling it with its reins, R-E-I-N-S. Those are the leather straps used to contain horses, constrain horses even. And holding your horse might mean while you're sitting on its back, or more likely, it means holding the reins while you're standing next to the horse, especially when the horse is wanting to pull away. So we use this phrase, hold your horses, meaning not so quick, slow down, as though your horses are wanting to gallop away, but there's good reason not to be in such a hurry. So although there may be no horses in the situation, we might still say, hold your horses, slow down. Examples then? Hold your horses, we need to decide on a route before we set off. Or hold your horses, don't be in such a rush to spend your money. Does that give you a feel for each of these idioms? How about a little quiz to check your understanding? I'll give you a situation and you need to choose which one of these five idioms you might use in this situation. Again, the five idioms are to go cold turkey, to let the cat out of the bag, the elephant in the room, to get someone's goat and hold your horses. Ready? Let's see if you can match the right idiom to each situation. Number one, everyone knows that my auntie has had another relationship while she's been married to my uncle, but everyone pretends it didn't happen. Number two, I've really got to stop eating so much chocolate. What do you think is the best approach? Number three, I get really cross when other drivers on the road put me in danger with their bad driving. Number four, don't be in such a rush to pull all the wallpaper off your wall. We need to decide how we're going to decorate it first. Number five, oh my goodness, she told me a big secret yesterday and I'm not sure she's meant to have told it. That's it. How did you do? If you want to hear those sentences again, pause the podcast here and go back. Otherwise, here are the answers. Number one, everyone knows that my auntie has had another relationship while she's been married to my uncle, but everyone pretends it didn't happen. Well, that's an elephant in the room. Number two, I've really got to stop eating so much chocolate. What do you think is the best approach? Well, here maybe you could say, go cold turkey. Number three, I get really cross when other drivers on the road put me in danger with their bad driving. You could say, bad drivers get my goat. Number four, don't be in such a rush to pull all the wallpaper off your wall. We need to decide how we're going to decorate it first. I might say here, hold your horses. Number five, oh my goodness, she told me a big secret yesterday and I don't think she's meant to have told it. Another way of putting this, she's really let the cat out of the bag. Hopefully that's helped you remember these idioms. And don't forget, we love emails from you. So get in touch if you've any special requests on topics you'd like me to cover. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.